Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Sacred School of Umna, and I wanted to share with you the most recent weekly channeled message. This message is from the Celestial White Beings, and it's entitled Soul Ascension, Emotional and Mental Maturity. Channeled through myself, Natalie Glasson, on the 2nd of December 2016. We are the celestial white beings, labeled so due to the pure celestial white light we emanate from the core of our being and source. We have been overseeing and supporting the ascension of the earth and humanity since its creation. We add our energy to every transition taking place upon the earth and within each soul. It is our purpose to create and reactivate the vibration and perspective of bliss within each soul. When the vibration of bliss manifests with no outer reason from the depths of your being, it symbolizes your remembrance of your connectivity and constant union with the Creator. Bliss is a state beyond love. It is the energy created and experienced when you recognize yourself as an embodiment of the Creator's pure love. It is our purpose to support your realignment with the Creator through awakening your remembrance of the Creator. Call upon healing. During this time of ascension, currently dawning upon the earth, there is a need to ask for a download of healing light into your entire being and reality as often as you can. A powerful transition is taking place, which requires great volumes of supportive healing energies. Your soul is merging, synthesizing, and being embodied more fully at a physical level. Your soul requires additional healing energy to support its synthesis with your physical being and personality. Your body, personality, and auric body requires assistance to ensure that all aspects of your soul are embodied successfully with ease and perfection. Sometimes when a higher aspect of your soul is merging more fully into the physical reality, some aspects of your being can reject the energy because they are not fully aligned with the new energy's anchoring. This is when trauma within the mind, body, or emotions can take place. With additional healing energy, all aspects of your being will be prepared and aligned with the new vibrations of yourself and truth, wishing to be embodied. We, the celestial white beings, wish to offer to you our healing energies to support the current transition taking place within your being. Celestial white beings, I call upon your pure and healing energies, light and consciousness, to download into all aspects of my being. May your healing energy support my entire being in aligning with the new aspect of my soul, dawning within my being. Please dissolve all forms of rejection or anything that may be hindering the synthesis of my soul with my entire being now. Thank you. the purpose of soul embodiment now. The ascension process you are experiencing now has the purpose of developing your spiritual maturity within your mental and emotional body. Your soul is merging specifically with these two aspects of yourself and existence upon the earth to encourage you to think and feel from your divinity. If your thought process is born from the truth of your soul and your feelings are born from the compassion of your soul, then it will be easier for you to act, react, experience and create from a space of love, from the truth of the Creator. Your soul is supporting you in accessing and unifying yourself with a higher, pure and true consciousness. With the support of your soul, these transitions may appear subtle, and yet you will notice a deep-seated peace, love and joy emerging and radiating from every aspect of your being. This will be due to your emotional and mental bodies aligning with, healing, embodying, and expressing the love of your soul. New wisdom may anchor into your conscious awareness from your soul. However, this is not the original purpose of this ascension transition. The purpose is to gain understanding, love, compassion, and freedom within your emotional and mental bodies, therefore feelings and thoughts. Why emotional and mental maturity is necessary? Many people upon the earth are now accessing great volumes of light, wisdom, consciousness, and enlightenment. They are achieving their spiritual initiations at great speed due to their devotion and dedication to experiencing unification with the Creator. The constant quickening of the earth's vibration is also enhancing the speed at which many people access different levels of light, dimensions, ascension, and enlightenment. Even with light pulsating throughout their being, some people have yet to master the lessons that the mental body and emotional body bring forth. Every transition and ascension level accessed first synthesizes with the soul and the spiritual body. Then the same energies or understanding must merge with the mental body, emotional body, and physical body in order for completion of a transition to fully take place and be grounded eternally into your physical reality and consciousness. There is a need to download and create the same spiritual maturity which is being obtained and remembered in the spiritual body, within the emotional and mental bodies, as well. Otherwise, there is a lack of completion of each level of ascension. You may recognize a lack of spiritual maturity, awareness, and understanding within the emotional or mental bodies of those around you. You may recognize that some people speak spiritual truths and wisdom, and yet act negatively to others with blame, judgment, or fear. Others may embody powerful and beautiful vibrations of love in meditation, and yet constantly allow their emotions to be triggered by the outside world. They experience feelings of insecurity, anger, heartbreak, sadness, and upset, which causes them to swing between love and emotional trauma. You may recognize that some people radiate such generosity and act as a pure example of kindness to others, and yet they harass themselves inwardly with destructive thoughts and emotions, believing they are unworthy of receiving the same for themselves. It's natural when embarking upon your ascension pathway to swing from limiting thinking and feeling to expansive thinking and feeling. Often it is more challenging to recognize areas of lack of spiritual maturity within your own emotions and thoughts. A lack of spiritual maturity within your emotions and thoughts means that they are not yet fully aligned with the truth and love of your soul. A lack of spiritual maturity within your emotions and thoughts can symbolize that there are destructive or limiting patterns within these two bodies which have not yet been addressed, healed, and released. When we, the celestial white beings, speak of a lack of spiritual maturity in your emotional and mental bodies, this is not a judgment. We simply wish to share that healing emotional wounds and releasing negative mental habits is a part of your ascension process. While you still hold on to emotional wounds and negative thoughts, you will not be able to fully experience unification with the Creator. Your ascension will, in many ways, be stunted. Emotional and mental clarity allows you to surrender more fully, allowing your entire being to absorb and embody all high vibrations of light you access. We realize that you may feel that there are numerous wounds and negative habits within your emotional body, as well as negative thoughts within your mental body. You may feel that to bring healing to all is an impossible task. This can be especially challenging when you realize that it is most common that you are unconscious of most of the blocks and limitations you have created within your emotional and mental body. The current ascension shift taking place of the transition and synthesis of higher aspects of your soul, merging with your entire being, especially your personality, holds the answer and can support you immensely in this quest of spiritual maturity. Your personality is composed by your thoughts, beliefs, habits, perspectives, subconscious, viewpoints, feelings, emotions, wounds, conscious mind, and soul. Your emotional and mental bodies play a key part. When you allow the higher aspect and higher consciousness of your soul to merge with your personality, your soul's healing energy, wisdom, truth, and divine knowledge will influence these two bodies, creating balance, understanding, divine inspiration, and a new perspective. This means that your soul is ready to support the spiritual development of your mind and emotions, so you can leave behind illusions, fears, and limitations to embrace and experience truth, love, bliss, and empowerment. Synthesizing your soul with your emotional and mental bodies. My beloved soul, I now invite you to merge your energy, light, and consciousness with my entire being, especially my personality, emotional and mental bodies. Please heal all emotional and mental wounds, blocks, limitations, habits, fears, negative patterns, and perspectives which I am holding on to. Please enthuse my mind and emotions with your love, wisdom, clarity, and intuition, so that my mental and emotional bodies can achieve spiritual maturity, being aligned with the ascension of my spiritual body and soul. Help me to recognize habits and perspectives within my mind and emotions which require to be healed and released, so I may experience unification with the Creator, manifesting as a pure bliss within my entire being. Celestial white beings, please assist and oversee this process. Thank you. How to achieve spiritual maturity. You can achieve emotional and mental maturity by observing the thoughts and feelings you create and experience each day. Recognize that your thoughts and feelings are not random, and in most cases do not activate because of outside influences or experiences. Often they are repetitive. When you observe your feelings and thoughts daily, you recognize patterns, cycles, and habits. These can reoccur so much that they become boring, tiresome, and monotonous to observe. This is when the love and compassion of your heart and soul is essential, because of the higher consciousness that love and compassion manifest within your being. You will then be able to access the insights and guidance necessary to create the necessary healing. When you recognize an aspect of your mind or emotions you wish to heal, first activate love and compassion from your heart, radiating these pure vibrations into your entire being. Focus on the emotion or thought you wish to heal, and imagine that you place it into your heart chakra, where it absorbs all the love it requires to be healed and released. Then allow yourself to be guided or contemplate the required action to further the healing and release this thought or emotion physically. This will allow the healing to ground into the physical level of your being, as well as releasing the energy eternally. For example, if the pattern is of being unworthy, create an action that allows you to honor that you are worthy. If the wound is from an old relationship, create a step that allows you to fully release the relationship. When you take time in your reality to focus on your emotions and thoughts, realizing they are an essential part of your ascension process, then you will allow yourself to attune with the higher, enlightened and sacred consciousness of your soul. You will access a new perspective of yourself, others and reality, and the world, which may be beyond your imagination at this moment. A perspective which supports and assists you in being your true embodiment of love. With eternal love and blessings, celestial white beings,